Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Today's Best Country Froggy 101. So if you watch the Eagles game, or if you pay attention to anything at all, you would have seen at the last game an Eagles fan. A lady is up there, she's yelling at the Eagles, and I watched that game on Sunday. And since Sunday, it's been bugging me. I said, I know that girl up in the stands. And my brother said, no, you don't. I said, you know what, you're probably right. Probably not. But it stuck with me. I kept looking and looking and looking. And last night, around 1 o'clock in the morning, it finally clicked. I said, I've read for her classroom for years. And of course, this is our own local Jasmine Jones. And she joins us on the phone. Jasmine, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Crockett. Happy to be here.
Oh, now, I have so many questions. First off, you've retired from being a teacher. You're now just taking care of your lovely children. But you now have, you're a bit famous now.
That's what they're telling me. Still a little weird, but that's what I hear.
Now, you always told me when I would come and read to your class that you were a diehard Eagles fan, and this is proof in the pudding.
Yes, diehard, and my former students will attest to that as well, that I bleed green in all parts of my life.
So, the first question I want to know, when you were yelling, what exactly did you yell?
Am I allowed to say it on the radio?
If you curse, we'll bleep it.
Okay, I said, what the hell are you doing?
Now, when you yelled that, did you know the cameras were on you?
I had no idea.
So
I still don't know where that camera was.
So you were just passionately yelling at the Eagles.
Correct.
And
very
you were
passionately in frustration.
I mean, we all yelled the same thing at the same time, and I think that's what resonates so much with Eagles fans, is that we're all screaming the same thing. They just happen to catch you. Now, here's my second question. How did the news find you? Because you've been all over news stations everywhere.
Yes. So they put things up on Facebook and said they were looking for me. And friends from college, friends from high school, they started tagging me in the post. And then my inbox just started going crazy.
So how quick from you being on TV to your phone blowing up did you have?
Well, I was on TV and didn't look at my phone until after the field goal, and that's when the text from friends started coming through. But by the next morning, I had already been reached out to by a news station in Philly that came up to see me.
So now my next question, has anybody from the Eagles come forward to you yet?
They have not. I don't know if they liked what I had said.
Well, you know, not too long ago, a couple guys were standing outside of the stadium with the sign that said, run the ball, and Nick Sirianni, the head coach, bought him coffee. So maybe your coffee's in the mail.
Okay, I'll wait for it.
So what's next on the agenda? Are you going to another game, or was that your last one for the season?
It was our last one for the season. I will be watching from home on Sunday, just as passionate.
And what is your prediction for the game this weekend?
I've been an Eagles fan my whole life. So we have highs and we have lows, but we always come back out of those lows. And I'm still saying that this is our year.
Oh, well, there we go. NEPA owns Jasmine Joe. Thank you for joining the show.
Thanks for calling, Crockett.
It's Crockett on Froggy 101.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.